Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next caller is the host of Tidelines, Thursdays 5 to 7 p.m. on KRNN. Welcome to the show, Hive.
Hey, how's it going, Shelley?
It's going okay. I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Pretty good. Not bad. I can't complain. Using a line from John Prine, who my last playlist that I put together a couple of weeks ago was celebrating his life, along with Bill Withers, who passed away a couple of weeks before that.
Yeah, we lost some great ones, and you did a tribute playlist to honor them, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But yeah, thanks for speaking with me today. How about we start off with tell us a bit about yourself and about your show.
Well, I do Thursday Tidelines, 5 to 7. I think I've been doing it for about 5 years, and it's just a lot of fun. I prepare, starting about a week ahead, putting a playlist together, and I always try to find some new music, from new budding artists or people I haven't heard from, because being a child of the 60s and 70s, it's always easy for me to fall back to that stuff, which everybody loves, but try to mix in some new stuff.
What are some new genres you like to check out?
Well, it's not really genres. It's just maybe new musicians. Like, I've been listening to this band called Mapache lately. They're kind of some new folky guys. And Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Lucius, who's a woman band who I just really like. I saw them last year. And I don't know, there's a lot of really good new music out there. And try to blend that into the old good stuff.
Well, we miss you here over at the station. We miss your show. How's music been kind of helping you get through this weirdness?
Yeah, the weirdness has been tough. I've been listening to a lot of music. I've been trying to learn how to play the ukulele for about a year, and so that's been a real struggle with fun. And then, you guys played the folk festival last week, and that was just great. I got to listen. Actually got to listen to my voice on the radio for the first time, and that was a big surprise, But I really appreciate you guys broadcasting the Folk Fest. That was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for helping us out last year, being one of our, on-air radio hosts, just kind of providing some commentary and reading the underwriting credits and you give some context to people who are only listening on the radio, which is really helpful.
That's a lot of fun. I really miss the Folk Fest, like everybody else in our town. It's such a highlight of everyone's spring here.
And I think this year, it's hard to say. I mean, there's always a lot of John Prine covers at Folk Fest. And then with Bill Withers passing away, I wonder if we would have heard this one, for example, being covered.
My brother, yeah. Sitting me right down and he talked to me.
That's Use Me.
Use Me is one of my favorite tunes. It's not one of his most well-known ones, but it's I like it. It's a great dance tune, and everybody knows Lean on Me and Lovely Day, but Use Me is a real favorite of mine.
It's pretty funky, yeah. Tell me about the last playlist that you submitted. You've been sending them in pretty regularly, and then we post them on our Facebook page, the KRNN Facebook page, for folks to go and listen to. Tell me a little bit about the last one. What was on it?
So the last one was Bill Withers, John Prine tribute, and also I mixed in a lot of covers, like 10,000 Maniacs did a great cover of a John Prine tune, and of course Bonnie Raitt has done a lot of John Prine, and then Bill Withers had a lot shorter career than John Prine, but boy, he was just jam-packed with some great soul tunes. And that's basically what I put together. That was an easy one because I had a theme.
Right. Well, what about the next one?
The next one, I've been playing around because I've been talking to Johnny Negotiable quite a bit. We've been talking to each other about the radio, and he's been actually recording a show, and so I've been kind of perusing, maybe getting a decent mic so I can do that. But I haven't really thought about Thursday yet. We'll have to see what comes up. I don't have anything, have anything planned, but I'll come up with something.
You ever just walk into the studio, cold and start from scratch while you're like right before you're about to go on air?
Well, not totally from scratch. Sometimes I'll have a long playlist ready to go, much longer than the 2 hours that I have. And on the fly, I'll just move stuff around, or if somebody calls in with a request, I'll put that in there and try to blend some of the music I'm going to play. And then, yeah, I kind of go freelance quite a bit, but I usually have a base of what I'm going to play, not totally cold turkey.
So what do you think is the first thing you're going to play when you get back into the studio?
The first thing I'm going to play? I don't know. Maybe a Grateful Dead tune again. I don't know. Who knows? I don't really know. Sugar Magnolia, that's a kind of a good feeling song. Maybe some Bob Marley or something like that. I don't know what I'm going to play. I have to think about it. When do you think we're going to be back in? Hopefully sometime this summer.
I can't answer that. Yeah.
I really miss coming in the studio. It's a real highlight for me, and hearing some of the other DJs, you know, KDB, Ricky D, and Johnny Negotiable, Red, Sarah Everett. I really miss hearing their voices.
Yeah, I miss it too. Miss you guys a lot. I've really enjoyed having having you guys call into Juno Afternoon, just so we can like say hello and catch up and listen to a little taste of what you'd be playing if you were here. So that's kind of something we've never done before. It makes it a little bit more fun. At least we get to talk.
You put together a show the other day because I heard Shell's Bells on the radio. So you're doing that just remotely?
No. It might have just been a station ID, but I can do a little bit of radio magic here and there. So Saturdays, when you would have heard my show, you still hear my algorithm. So even if you're not doing it live, you hear a mix that pulls from our vault in a different pattern than you would hear normally on KXLL, one that would reflect what I'd be playing if I were there. So that's about the best I can do right now.
Yeah, you and Scott have been working really hard holding it together there. I really appreciate everything you guys do in the station, and now it must be a lot harder for you.
There's been some challenges for sure, but we're happy to keep going and doing whatever we can to keep everybody connected. I know that we both feel good, like that we can still come into the studio and do our thing. So we've got that at least.
Yeah. So you know, this has been hard on a lot of us, and especially people with families who can't see their families, like my mom, who's been on my show two or three times. She's down in California, kind of alone, and it's been really tough on a lot of people. I mean, we have it pretty good in Juneau because we can get outside, and it's easy to social distance by going skiing or hiking and things like that. So I think we're really fortunate to be able to live up here.
You said it. Well, The Hype, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Yeah. You want to tell us about this last song you gave me to play?
Oh, so that was a John Prine tune, and I'm not sure if you were playing the original or the Nathaniel Ratliff cover to that, but it came from his latest album that was put out in 2018, and you know, he had a 50-year career, just amazing. And even though he had cancer and recovered from that, just one of the greatest singer-song poets of our lifetime.
This is Summer's End from John Prine. And Hype, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Okay.
Keep those playlists coming. We really appreciate it. And just hang in there.
I will. Okay, thanks, Shelley.
Have a good one.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home. Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.